Schoenfeld once asked a group of high school students how long they would work on a homework question before they concluded it was too hard for them ever to solve. Their answers ranged from 30 seconds to 5 minutes, with the average answer 2 minutes. But Renee persists. She experiments. She goes back over the same issues time and time again. She thinks out loud. She keeps going and going. She simply won't give up. She knows on some vague level that there is something wrong with her theory about how to draw a vertical line, and she won't stop until she's absolutely sure she has it right. Renee wasn't a math natural. Abstract concepts like slope and undefined clearly didn't come easily to her. But Schoenfeld could not have found her more impressive. "There's a will to make sense that drives what she does," Schoenfeld says. She wouldn't accept a superficial, "yeah, you're right," and walk away. That's not who she is. And that's really unusual. He rewound the tape and pointed to a moment when Renee reacted with genuine surprise to something on the screen. "Look," he said, "she does a double take." Many students would just let that fly by. Instead, she thought, "That doesn't jibe with whatever I'm thinking. I don't get it. That's important. I want an explanation." And when she finally gets the explanation, she says, "Yeah, that fits." At Berkeley, Schoenfeld teaches a course on problem solving, the entire point of which, he says, is to get his students to unlearn the mathematical habits they picked up on the way to university. "I pick a problem that I don't know how to solve," he says. "I tell my students, you're going to have a 2-week take-home exam. I know your habits. You're going to do nothing for the first week and start it the next week. And I want to warn you now, if you only spend 1 week on this, you're not going to solve it. If, on the other hand, you start working the day I give you the midterm, you'll be frustrated. You'll come to me and say, it's impossible. I'll tell you to keep working, and by week 2, you'll find you'll make significant progress." We sometimes think of being good at mathematics as an innate ability. You either have it or you don't. But to Schoenfeld, it's not so much ability as attitude. You master mathematics if you are willing to try. That's what Schoenfeld attempts to teach his students. Success is a function of persistence and doggedness and the willingness to work hard for 22 minutes to make sense of something that most people would give up on after 30 seconds. Put a bunch of Renées in a classroom and give them the space and time to explore mathematics for themselves, and you could go a long way. Or imagine a country where Renée's doggedness is not the exception, but a cultural trait, embedded as deeply as the culture of honor in the Cumberland Plateau. Now that would be a country good at math. Every 4 years, an international group of educators administers a comprehensive mathematics and science test to elementary and junior high school students around the world. It's called the TIMSS, the same test we discussed earlier when looking at differences between fourth graders born near the beginning of a school cutoff date and those born near the end of the date. And the point of the TIMSS is to allow us to compare the educational achievement of one country with another. When students sit down to take the TIMSS exam, they also have to fill out a questionnaire. It asks them all kinds of things, such as what their parents' level of education is, or what their views about math are, or what their friends are like. It's not a trivial exercise. It's about 120 questions long. In fact, it is so tedious and demanding that many students leave as many as 10 or 20 questions blank.